This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Aspen Acres fire burning near Pueblo and Custer counties continues to spread. It has now burned nearly 48,000 acres with no containment. Here's KRCC's Brianna Heaney.
Authorities continue to expand the mandatory evacuations for areas around the fire and closed a portion of Highway 96. Phil Daniels is the state's incident commander. He says the fire is going to get worse before it gets better, and conditions aren't helping.
The fuel conditions out there, the dryness of the brush, the timber, the grass, as well as the weather we're dealing with single digit, very low, 2% and 3% humidities, wind speeds sustained well over 30 miles an hour, is causing this rapid spread.
The Pueblo Sheriff's Office has reported another 25 buildings have burned. A firefighting team from Alaska is taking over management of the fire. A hotshot team from Tennessee is also assigned to it. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
The Gold Mountain Fire near the town of Ouray has grown to 18,000 acres, and areas north of the iconic mountain town have been evacuated. Governor Polis announced yesterday that fire will be eligible for FEMA assistance to cover the majority of the state's firefighting costs. Victor Marx is now slightly leading in the Republican primary for governor by about 2,000 votes. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
At about 5 p.m. on Wednesday, Marx took the lead over State Senator Barb Kirkmeyer in the ongoing count. The race is still close, and the AP has not yet called a winner. Both campaigns are likely to push for voters to cure ballots that have been rejected for signature verification issues. Voters have until July 8th to cure their ballots. Since the polls closed on Tuesday, the Marx campaign maintained that they would eventually overtake Kirkmeyer, believing that late votes would break their way. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
You can find more news, including coverage of election results, at cpr.org.